Okay, so we're going to skip a little bit of ahead. So let's go to Reish Lamed Gimel. Okay, so Nachmal. So what we saw yesterday was a very big yisoid, a very important yisoid that by the Mekubalim, again pre the Baal Shem Tov, there are these like sort of two schools of thought how to engage with the language of Pnimis HaTorah. Is it a mushal to a nimshal? And you'll find that again. You'll find that description of mushal nimshal in many svarim. You have to know when the Sefer uses it. Does it mean it like literally mushal nimshal, or is that itself just a borrowed term? But mushal in some ksavim of the Vilna Gaon. This is a big debate because I mentioned yesterday again that one school of thought is mushal nimshal is that the imagery, the description that the Mekubalim use are really just, again, it's just a mushal to an idea or to a reality that's completely beyond our ability to articulate about. So Hashem gave us the permission through Torah to speak in the language of human beings. But it's really just a mushal to a nimshal. Ad kedei kach, that if you don't chap the nimshal, it's a little bit of a bracha v'atala, you know what I mean? So I don't know, yesterday I was avoiding mentioning it, but the truth is, the Ramchal, in a number of places in his writings, again, there are some people that come from the Beis Medrash of the Ramchal that maybe take it even farther to an extreme, but the Ramchal really does say something like this in his Svarim, that the imagery of the Arizal and the Mekubalim was put in their brains, you know, by Hashem, but really it's a mashal. It's just like he describes it like you have images in Nevuah. You have to go through Nevi'im, and you'll have a Navi having a Nevuah where they're given an image of a certain picture, and the picture represents a certain idea. It's a mashal. It's a mashal. There's no, you know, it says the same thing with Pnimis HaTorah, the language of the Kisari. It's a mushal to a nimshal. And if you don't have the nimshal, then it's a little bit of a... That's why the Ramchal so much focuses in his svarim about trying to explain what the nimshal is. And in the Ramchal's way, the nimshal, Pnimis HaTorah, is always about how Hashem runs the world. So chesed, the Arizal will describe chesed as a right arm, and the Ramchal will tell you, yeah, that's a mushal to Hashem, you know, sort of guiding the world, b'midas ha-chesed. Different things like that. And by the way, there's there's a big nafkamina because there's a lot of places in the Kisvei Ari where there's a lot of contradictions, you know, a lot of contradictions in terms of the imagery, a lot of contradictions. And so most Mekubalim will try to deal with those contradictions to try to figure out a mahalach, how to figure it out. The Ramchal's approach very often is that it's okay if there's contradictions in the imagery because it's just a mashal anyway. So sometimes the imagery will be described one way and sometimes another way, and you don't have to figure out how to work out the images. You have to figure out how to work out what the nimshal is. And the nimshal is trying to say certain, you know, maybe different ideas, whatever it is. But don't focus on trying to figure out the mashal. Focus on figuring out what the different, you know, sides of the mashal tell you about the nimshal. That's the sheet of the Ramchal. But most Mekubalim are not like that. Most Mekubalim say no, that this is not... So like I said, so the Vilna Gaon, I was going back, yeah. So the Vilna Gaon, in a number of places in his writings, uses the term mushal nimshal. So that becomes a big debate, whether the Vilna Gaon held like the Ramchal or not. That's a big debate. Within the Talmidim, within the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon, there's machlokes. So the mushal, one of the great Mekubalim that come from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon was Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver was the main Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. The most famous Talmud was Rechaim Volozhiner. But the main Talmud by Kabbalah by the Vilna Gaon was Rabbi Menachem Mendel Shklov. His student was Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver wrote many Sfarim, and he's considered to be one of the great, part of the Messiah of the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver is certainly tilted towards the way of the Ramchal, that's for sure. That's for sure. The question is, was that just something that he came to on his own, or was that like, he probably in the very least held that that was the sheet of the Gra. Whether that actually was or not, I guess that's still to debate. There's another great tzaddik Mekubal that comes from the Beis Medrash of the Gra, who held very strongly, not like this, not like the Ramchal, it was the Leshem. The Leshem was, he writes in many places in his Svarim, against the Ramchal in this approach. He writes in a few places that it's not like he has a Chas V'Shalom, the Taina, and the Ramchal. He says, Fakert, the Lashon writes, he says, I was very influential in getting this from the Ramchal printed. So obviously, it's just in his sheet, in Kabbalah, he says, I don't agree. And he deals with that some places by the Gro, where he says, Moshel Nimshel, it's Lav Davka, doesn't mean you don't have to take it to Ma'amish, not Moshel Nimshel. So, but that is one approach of the Ramchal, which is Moshel Nimshel. And if you don't chop the nimshal, it's a little bit a waste of time to learn the mashal. But again, like I said, most mekubalim are not like that. Sfaradish mekubalim, chassidish for sure, even by the Talmid HaGro, like the Leshem, it's not mashal nimshal. It's reflections, a shadow, a vibration of a higher reality. So the goal is still not here. The goal is still elsewhere. But by connecting to the descriptions that the Rizal revealed to us, that's a point of contact with that higher space. And it's a shaychus al kapon. You have a shaychus to it. Therefore, it's not so much about understanding what the nimshal is. Fakir, the Leshem, for example, writes in, he has a whole mimer about this in one of the Sorm, that he held that even if you were to go with Ramchal, that it's a mushal to a nimshal, and you're therefore focused on trying to chop what the nimshal is, but the nimshal is not what the Ramchal says it is. Just to figure out how Hashem runs the world, he says that's, for many reasons, he says that's not like the Mahalach when it comes to Pnimiyus Satayr. But Al Kopanim, this is other school that it's a reverberation. It's like we said yesterday, like sitting in the Schach. You don't sit in the Schach, but you sit in the shade of the Schach. So it's a way of connection to the Schach itself. But that's all, again, this is all pre-Baal Shem. Okay, now comes the Baal Shem. So page Reish Lam and Gimel. We'll skip ahead to Reish Lam and Gimel, second paragraph. Zehu derech haKabbalah be'erech u'bekitzer. This is, bekitzer, how the limud was viewed ad his galus chassidus until the revelation of chassidus. Aval acher sheheir baal shem tov zatzal is reishis aras ara mashiach. But once the baal shem tov began to illuminate to the world the light of mashiach v'atikun shalosid and the tikun of the future time. The Gilas Kedushas HaKelim, Olam Hasiya, right? And he revealed the holiness of the Kelim, which is this physical world. That's Madrigas HaTachtias and the Madrigas of the lower world. So now, all of a sudden, Olam Yizetz, what comes out of this, Shagam Bein Olam Hasiya, Olam HaSoyanim, that now the lower world, the Nasiya that we're in, and the higher world, Ein Hevdol Merchel Gleiser, Masher Bein Olam La'olam, B'marim Olam HaSoyanim. Now it's just a matter of levels. Now you're talking about Madragas, but you're not talking about a huge, break and a huge shift between this world and the higher world. Yeah, in the higher world, it's more clear. In the higher world, what you're talking about is more clear to you. It's like it's a Chazal described between Moshe Rabbeinu and Adon Nevi'im. Asper Klayer Hami'ira versus Asper Klayer Doi Nehira is a vision of the Navi, for example, coming. It's always coming through a lens. Is it coming through like a clear lens or is it a cloudy lens? Okay, but either way, you're dealing with the same thing. So this is Madragas of clarity. So that's that from the Baal Shem Tov. So it's like, that's the same thing. So what you're, again, when you talk about chesed, you're talking about the humanity of it is also part of the sugya. Yeah, obviously it's not the same as what it is in the higher world, but the difference between what's down here, it's Madragas. It's Madragas. So he says, Ukmai Oilam Hayitzira, Me'en Oilam Habriyahu, just like within the higher world, there's different levels. And what's called Oilam Hayitzira, for example, is lower than the Oilam of Bria, but at least they parallel each other. You're talking about, it's within the same, sort of bigger picture. Voracious Oilam Hayitzira, Tachtis Oilam Habriya, and they're connected to each other, where the lowest part of Bria is itself the highest part of Yitzira, so it's like a chain. So that's the same thing. Gamkin Oilam Hasiya. So it's the same thing down here. Me'en HaYitzira, our world is linked to the higher world. Vereshis Tachtis HaYitzirahu, the beginning of our world is the end of the higher world. But it's, again, it's just a matter of Madrigas. Like Avdil Hatzel Adavar HaMeitzel, it's not like a shade compared to the thing that's creating the shade. That's altogether a different Zach. Yeah, the shade makes you have some point of contact or some relatability to the thing that's causing the shade, but it's not the thing itself. Ubavula etzem bavad, or like the image, the reflection to the thing itself. It's not. He says, Dalet Olam is Bara Hashem. Hashem created four worlds. Atzilus, Bri, Yetzir, Si. Again, that's what we find in the Kabbalah. Shekulim Kadoshim, man. And they're all holy. They're all part of the same construct. It's just Madregas. Varak Madregas Seyam Chalukim Heim. The distinction is in their Madregas, in the level of clarity, in the level of how much Hashem's presence is obvious, but it's not like it's only in one domain that Hashem exists, and it's not like in only one domain there's kedusha. Shezel malmizeh v'zelamata. Of course, there's a hierarchy and there's an infrastructure. There's high and there's low. V'rochik mizeh and there's distance. But again, you're dealing with the same ballpark. Therefore, even though it's true that there's a certain point on that, you know, sort of ladder that you can't talk anymore, like you can't talk above that point because, you know, we don't have a language for it. But once you have a language to articulate from there down, so then you could talk about this world. Then it could be the same language of this world. It's you're dealing with this with the same, so to speak, things. And again, this is what we mentioned last time: is that by the Baal Shem Tov, there is an elevation in the status of nigla of halach of revealed tire. Because again, it's like in the same model, like Panimis HaTaira corresponds to the higher world, nigla would correspond to the lower world. If the relationship between the higher world and lower world is just like shadow to the thing, well then you don't want to. I mean, it's not okay. In the very least, you could be in a shadow, but you want to. If you could have access to the thing itself, that's much better. So like Panimis HaTaira, Nit, and the Kabbalah was always, you know, by the Zonlegain, before Baal Shem is like it's the Iker. But the Baal Shem Tov, this idea that, again, that the Kalim are holy and everything we've been talking about, that the lower world is of the same infrastructure, it's of the same material, so to speak, as the higher world, okay, then all of a sudden the Torah that speaks to the lower world is as significant, if not even more. So that's what we find.
What's the Hava mean of
that? Huh?
If this is the way we're understanding, then the emphasis that Hashem did create everything. Right, so why,
yeah,
why,
no, there's no question he created. The question is, what's the nature of this creation? Are we seeing the lower world? Do we experience the lower world as again just a shadow, a reflection of something higher? But the real Metzius is high, is up there, or is it no? The real Metzius is just as much down here as it is up there.
We never had that happen about Yetzirah Bria,
because it's he's describing like that. The truth is, even Bria and Atzia, compared to that, Atzilus could also be seen as just a shadow. So he's making it like Atzia versus everything else. The truth is, it could be Bria versus Atzilus is the same thing. It's ultimately not Elokus, right? So it's like that's the difference. But again, it's a matter of how it changes one's approach to Panimis HaTaira. Again, let's go a little bit further. He says, V'lom ezeh nachriach atzmin eloymar. So he says, why should we force ourselves, you know, to say al kol inyanei kedushas elokus on the whole discussion of divinity and Hashem hanemar b'tahar b'divrei neviim that's talked about in Torah and neviim b'talmud v'zohar kadosh, everything we have a description of elokus in Chazal shirak mashal melitza, that they're just mashalim v'rak dibri hasbar him lanu, and it's just a way for us to sort of have a shaychus to something. Why should we force ourselves to do that now? Because we use the language that's relatable to us. We use these languages. Why can't you say this is the truth? This is the truth. And this is what you're engaged in is the Metzius. This is what the name of the thing is. Above and below. This world and all the things in this world are also holy. It's also part of Hashem's universe. So of course, it's not the pshat that it's not a borrowed language. That's the idea over here. By pre Baal Shem Tov, it was a borrowed language. So you just what else? What other language could you use? So you have to use language of this world. But post Baal Shem Tov, it's not a borrowed language. This is the language. This is the only language that exists. This is reality. This reality is interconnected with the higher world. So the fact that this is our language is real. It's real. It's not just a borrowed thing. We're not just trying to convey an idea. This is a, you know, yeah. It's a similar thing that you find with Torah. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh could also be compared to this dynamic. Torah Shebichsav, that's Hashem's, you know, it's Hashem talking, that's from above. Torah Shebal Peh is us talking, that's from below. So one of the seemingly differences between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh is like, is the text real, or are the words that you say the point, or is it the idea that you're trying to get to with the words? In Torah Shebichsav, it's the words. Like, whether you chap what Bereishis Bara Elokim means or not, you say the words, that's called Torah. So it's like, this is it. Torah Shebal Peh would seemingly be not like that. If you read a Gemara without understanding any language, because it's Chinese, that's not called learning. So what is the text? There is no text. It's just ideas. So how do you get to those ideas? You have to have words, obviously, but it's about the idea, right? So that would be sort of... similar to like pre-Baal Shem Tov, where it's like the higher world equals Torah Shebichsav, that's real. The lower world, which is Torah Shebal Peh, it's just a matter of us trying to sort of, mashal nimshal. We're trying to access something. But the words itself, the language that we have, for our language, which is Torah Shebal Peh, is a borrowed language. It's not real. But the truth is, we find this without getting into the sugyas, but we do find this in Halacha, is that no, there is a text to Torah Shebal Peh. Maybe in order to be fulfilled the mitzvah of learning, you have to understand what you're saying. But there's a text to it. There's a text to it. It's not just a random thing. It's not just a random thing. Like for example, a lot of Rishonim make this point, Shulchan Aruch Rav talks about this in Hilchos Talmud Torah, is that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, one has to learn the entire text of Torah over the course of one's lifetime. And what is that? So the Baal Tanya says, certainly it's Tanakh, that's part of it, but then there's also a text of Torah Shebal Peh. What is that text? Bavli, Yerushalmi, Shulchan Aruch, there's a text. And again, it's not just the ideas behind it, because the ideas behind it are endless. So, but no, it says Baal Tanya, there's a certain like framework of like to fulfill the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Like having, over the course of your life, at least I've studied, and I've read through those volumes. The idea is because there is a text to Torah Shebal Peh. A text to Torah Shebal Peh. So it's not like Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with Maseches Brachos and Maseches Shabbos. But evidently, despite the fact that it's our language of Torah is real. So just like Hashem's language of Torah is real, our language of Torah is real. And again, that's a post-Baal Shem Tov type of Gilui, where our language to articulate Elokus, which is what Torah is not a borrowed language. It is real. It's not just trying to get to ideas, and we have no choice but to come up with words to get to those ideas. No. The language that we have is real. It's like Me'emasai Karin Hashema Ba'arvis. You know, Mishosh Akhanim Nechnasim Lachol B'Trumasim. You know, the first mission of Maseches Brachos. Like those letters, like those words are significant. It's not just trying to get to the idea of like when to say Krishma, so obviously you have to come up with words to say it. No, those letters are significant. There's a mitzias to it. Again, reflective to post-Baal Shem Tov.
Can we learn the Panemius of those letters the way we learn the Panemius of the letters of Gemara?
Yes, we do that all the time. Every time I say a Vart in a Rambam, where it's like based on Chassidus and Kabbalah, it's like the Rambam didn't think of that. That was not the intention of the Rambam consciously. But the answer is, when you're learning, so that's the perfect example. When you're learning a piece of Gemara, you're not really trying to understand what Abaye necessarily meant at the time that he said it. You're trying to uncover deeper layers to these words that came out of Abaye's mouth. So when the Rambam, listen, that's not true with every, you know, you print out a Dvar Torah from, you can't do that.
Where's
but,
that?
Huh? So that's a good question, but it's hard to know, in real time, it's hard to know that. But looking back, there is a sense that Klal Yisrael have in terms of which Svarim become part of that construct of Torah Shebal Peh. So it's like
every work that the author's words are meduyak. You could say that's part of that.
But then you could have an author that's very meticulous with the words that he uses, but it's not like these words then become standalone reality. It's still just trying to figure out what the author meant. Right. But we're talking about beyond. We're talking about you seeing the words by themselves as layers and as multi-layered, way beyond the intention of the author. Again, right. Similar to
the
a Navi.
Said it, the author
had intention.
The intention of the author was this. Maybe they realize or not, but if you zoom out, how that plays in
exactly
the whole.
That's there's a famous joke. They to say it as a joke, but it's really the truth. There was a joke that was like he was like to make fun of like Brisk, but the joke is that Reb Chaim goes to Olam Haba, and they before Gan Eden, right? So they say, you know, Reb Chaim's unbelievable. All your Torah was gevaldik. There was one piece in the Rambam where you didn't get it right. So he's like, which piece? So they tell him the piece. He said, I don't believe it. It's a gevaldik gevort. What's the problem? He said, they tell him it. There's nothing wrong with the logic. That's not what they're out. That's just not the pshat. He says, I don't believe you. Let me speak to someone. The Vilna Gaon comes. Vilna Gaon hears the vort, and the Vilna Gaon says, I hear it's a beautiful vort, but Maisa, it's not the pshat. So eventually, you know, let me speak to Chveis the Raj, but whatever it is, until finally, let me speak to Rambam himself. So Rambam comes, and the Reb Chaim Brisker says the vart. The Rambam says, it's a gevaldik vart. That's not what I meant. So Reb Chaim says, yeah, you don't have to learn Rambam. So it's a joke, but it's really not. It's really not, because once you have a sefer that's become part of Torah Shebaal Peh, then the intent of the mechaber is somewhat irrelevant. It's about the words.
We have a Messiah. What's the Messiah
of which svarim to do this? Listen, Chazal is without a question, in this category. But again, not every vart from the Chacham. I've mentioned this before from Rav Tzadik, that there's a reason why which statements are recorded in Shas and which are not. There's a cheshbon for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Abayin Rava, whatever it is, they said a drosh on Shabbos. For whatever reason, not every tire of vart that they said is recorded in Shas. And there's a reason for that. Only the words that are recorded in Chazal have this quality to it. So Chazal is for sure. You know, like in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, where he talks about like what's considered to be the text of Torah Shebaal Peh, so Chazal is like that, Midrashim, Bavli Yerushalmi, and so on, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. Once you get past Shulchan Aruch, it's hard to know. Rishonim have this quality. You can't say, Rishonim certainly have this quality. It's from the Vilna Gaon, it's such a Messiah, is that Elov Eil Dir Lekim Chaim is like until the Shulchan Aruch. Once it's past the Shulchan Aruch, then you can't necessarily say that for sure. But,
at least, including all the
I don't know. I mean, again, it's hard to know. It's hard to know. The Achrenim, this is not just mito. The Achrenim use this halacha lemaisa. There's many examples of this, where the Achrenim will say something in Shulchan Aruch, a pshat in Shulchan Aruch, even when you look in the Beis Yosef, which is Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and the background for his sefer Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't seem that was the way he was thinking, but it doesn't make a difference because that's not, as long as the language that you're, as long as what you're trying to say fits with the language of Shulchan Aruch, so that's legitimate. Past Shulchan Aruch, it's hard to know whether it takes a lot of time to sort of, And then you have, by Chassidim, they'll tell you that the Torah of their Rebbe has that quality of like Ruach HaKodesh, and then it's beyond, There are examples like this in the Gemara, where you have cases, I mentioned this before, that you have cases of Amoraim that, for example, you have an Amora that says a statement, and then you'll have debates about what the Amora meant. But if people of his generation, like it's one thing if you have a statement of an Amora, and then Amoraim from a later generation are debating what he meant. Yeah, because he's not around to ask. But that's not always the case. Sometimes you'll have chacham of the same generation debating what their colleague said. So ask him. The answer is, he might not know the oimik of what he meant. It was kilu nevua. When Yirmiyahu Navi said a nevua, then he takes off his Navi hat, he puts on his Talmud Chacham hat, and now he's debating what the nevua means, like with all the chacham. You're the Navi. I'm just telling you what I was told. I can't explain it. I can explain it as much as you can. It's the same thing with Chachamim, really. The truth is, it's not that different. It's not that different. That's the idea of the text of Torah Shebaal Peh.
It becomes like a nevuah that just wasn't written.
Yeah. The Rav Tzadik writes this mefurish in many places, that Torah Shebaal Peh is nevuah, but behelam, but concealed. The Torah Shebaal Peh is nevuah behelam. That's what he says.
That's why only just how Kali Yisrael picks it up.
Yeah. Yeah. This, this is a sugya rucha. Okay. Hashem will stop with this.